A new kind of hospital has emerged in the bankrupt and aging shell of an old one in the Bronx. And some health leaders say this hybrid healthcare facility, built around a limited service, freestanding emergency room, could be the wave of the future for many different neighborhoods, especially ones whose hospitals are on the brink of closure. WNYC's Fred Mogul recently visited and has this report.
Westchester Square sounds like any other emergency room. But it's something new, a freestanding emergency room. And it's the first one in the state. Until last year, Westchester Square was a small, full-service hospital. Then Montefiore bought it out of bankruptcy. This ER can handle just about anything, but they don't do surgery, and you can't stay here overnight. Complicated patients need ambulance transfers to other hospitals, if they even come here in the first place. When I visit on a Monday afternoon, there are seven patients in the ER. 63-year-old Andy Gonzalez came in with kidney pain.
It felt horrible. But I'm starting to feel a little better now.
Gonzalez is a musician who's traveled all over the world playing with Dizzy Gillespie, Tito Puente, and other legends. He's also a diabetic whose kidneys are failing.
They're down to like 30% function. But if it goes down any lower, like below 20, then I'm going to start on dialysis.
When Gonzalez called for an ambulance, he assumed they'd take him to Albert Einstein, the Montefiore Hospital closest to his house. But
when an ambulance driver suggested that I come here, so he said, this one is new and it's not as crowded, you know, and they take care of you right away.
When Montefiore took over Westchester Square last March, it took the average patient 65 minutes to see a doctor, a figure now down to 25 minutes. But Gonzalez needs more intense care, so he can't stay here. Instead, he'll take another ambulance ride to one of Montefiore's three other hospitals. Nurse Deborah Hunt, a 20-year veteran of Westchester Square who now teaches at a local college, says that's a problem.
I would love to see at least a unit or two of beds, just so all those people wouldn't have to be transferred.
And Montefiore's other hospitals are often crowded, with patients waiting in stretcher beds and hallways for rooms. Part of that is because the six floors above this freestanding ER once housed a maternity ward, surgical recovery rooms, and an intensive care unit. And they now house outpatient orthopedics, ophthalmology, and endoscopy services. Vice President Peter Semchuk says Montefiore has responded to the loss of Westchester Square's 300 beds by adding 100 to the rest of its system.
We have not opened one for one, so we have not replaced every single bed, but we believe that that is sufficient for the community needs as we see them right now.
Reducing inpatient beds and getting people into other services is the whole point. Freestanding ERs aren't the only way to do this. But David Sandman from the New York State Health Foundation thinks they could be a good solution for low-income communities whose hospitals are on the brink of closure, like so many places in Brooklyn.
The old model isn't working. We have to be open to experimenting and innovating with different approaches and monitor them very carefully.
Sandman and Semchuk both say it's too soon to tell whether a freestanding ER like this is financially viable. Westchester Square's volume of patients is small but growing. And Semchuk says what has been successful is getting streamlined care to patients, like Christina Rivera.
So, Christina, how is it today?
Rivera is lying on a bed in a quiet corner of the ER as her abdominal pain slowly subsides. It could be a stomach ulcer that she found out about a few years ago but never really needed to treat until it flared up today. The nurse taking care of Rivera is focused not just on her pain, but on getting her to a gastroenterologist in the Montefiore network.
She's going to give me some medicines to take home with me, and she's going to recommend AGI to me, and I'll go to them on Friday, and hopefully that works out.
This is how it's supposed to work. No one's staying here overnight, and Montefiore is getting one more patient into its network. But whether other hospitals can forge similar networks of care is an open question. Experts say whatever happens will take a lot of money, a lot of cajoling from the government, and a lot of input from unions, politicians, and local residents. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.